This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and this is episode 714. Now, I got a question from someone that I'm answering for this show. Personally, I don't think it's an issue. I'm not telling you the truth. I do think it's an issue. So listen to the show. Hope you find it helpful. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And when you message me, tell me that you listen to the show. I love to know who my fans are. And now let's get going. Should I tell my employer that I'm interviewing with another company, although I don't want to switch jobs, is the question. I have an interview scheduled with a super prestigious company. Excuse me, I forgot to turn off the audio transcription. With a super prestigious company, and maybe my current employer will find out. I don't want to switch jobs, just want to experience that crazy hiring process. In my current occupation, I'm still on a probationary period. I'm wondering if I should tell my boss about my plans. Now, I'm going to cover this in a couple of different ways, but I just want to start by saying, no, no, don't go out there and tell them that you're curious about this super prestigious company and that they'll find out. Let me start with the find out part of this. What do you think is going to happen? There's going to be a billboard in your city saying so-and-so interviewed with such-and-such company. He's out looking for a job. No. How are they going to find out? Now, I'll also say that for most people, when they talk about I'm curious, that indicates they're not happy. So they're starting to date other people, if you understand the metaphor. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you're married. I'm happily married, but you know, I'm just curious about that other person over there. You know, I have no interest in getting involved with them, but I'm curious, you know? And that's how employers take it. You know, if you think that telling your boss is going to make it any easier, well, it's like someone confessing to their wife, husband, or partner that they've had an affair. You know, I've had an affair. I realize how terrible it was. I love only you. Now, you feel better because you've assuaged any guilt that you've had, that you have, but now you've dumped it off on them. And, you know, you expect them to go, oh, I'm so glad that you told me about this. Oh, well, it doesn't quite work that way, does it? You know, so it's the same thing with your employer. You don't go out there and vomit on them that you're curious about this other firm, that you got recruited and you're going on an interview. You feel better, they feel worse. Why would you want to do that? Now, I also want to come back to the point I made earlier. You're not happy in your job, and that's really why you're listening. You say you're curious, but I know from experience that if you were completely happy, that phone call would have been responded to by saying, you know, I really am flattered by the call, but not at this time. This is not my time to change jobs. I really like what I'm doing, et cetera, et cetera. So my simple answer is don't do it. You're on probation. Why would you risk your probation even going on the interview? Because that's really what you're doing. Even if you told them, his reaction or her reaction could be to say to you, you know, get out now. Don't pass go. Don't let the door hit you in the rear. Just get out. Because that's really what you're doing. You're cheating on them. You're saying things that you're committed to your current employer, but then you're dating other people. So don't do it. Really that simple. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's going to help you find work more quickly because you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You know what I mean? You know, the stuff that happens throughout your search through ignorance. Plus, you're also able to ask me questions and avoid headaches that are going to become costly later on. The kinds of things that cost you job offers and result in you getting a lower salary offer. So again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, this show, it comes on daily. Monday through Monday, every day of the week, I provide you with advice to help you with your search. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. And with that, see you tomorrow.